Continues the Gemara Daf Ein Zayin Amud Beis, the last line. The Omer Rav Nachman Omer Rav Ravua Daf Ein Ches Ziz Hayoytzim in a Koisel. If you have a ziz is a something that sticks out. A ziz that's dalet by dalet tfachim, like a platform that's yoytzim in a Koisel that protrudes out of the Koisel, dalet al dalet, 4x4. V'niach olav sulam kol shuhu. As long as you place a sulam, kolshu, a ladder, even if the ladder is not 4x4, but since the ziz is 4x4, the sulam is just in order to have access to the ziz. So since, with other words, how are you going to get to the ziz? You want to be memayit the shir koisel, it has to be accessible. So v'niach olav sulam kolshu, you place a sulam against the ziz, miatoi, then it's memayit the koisel. The koisel to be memayit has to be something that is accessible, noich tashmishtoi. So you memayit it, ayidei the ziz, but the ziz has to be accessible, that's dalet dalet, ayidei reaching it through a sulam. And the sulam has to be touching the ziz. So Rashi, v'niach olav sulam kolshu v'afilu ein b'roich v'dalet, even if the sulam itself is not roich v'dalet, v'amidu b'karka, and you place the sulam on the karka, v'somach roishoi, in the top of the sulam, the ladder is leaning against the ziz, have a kachat miut, it's like one miut. As long as in the elyon is arba, it has to be that the chavokia and the sulam are not three from each other, those wrongs. So like this, it's all considered lavud, and memela, it's memayit in the koisel. Here is a picture of it. So, v'loya moron, elo de oisve ale. Now, this ladder has to actually touch the ziz, oisve ale. Aval oisve bahadei, if it's just next to it, without actually touching it, then avuche arveche, all you're doing is extending the ziz. That's not going to help us. We have to see a connection to the floor with the ziz. To be memayit in the koisel and the yuds, you have to have somach lekarka, like we said in the last sugya. It has to be toch lovin of the karka, whatever you're going to extend. So in order to see the ziz being memayit in the koisel, being somach to the karka, it has to be that the ladder is somach lekarka and touching the ziz. But if the ladder is just next to the ziz, ois v'madei, then it's not, it's just being marvach the ziz, and that's not being memayit in the koisel. Zog di gemoga, v'omer, why not? What do you mean, why not? No, because you have to memayit in the koisel. You're not memayit in the koisel if the ziz is not, we don't see a connection to the ground. We had it in the last gemara also. If you have the two, itzvahs, one on top of another, why does the bottom one have to be betech gimel? Because if it's not memayit in the koisel, if it's not memayit in the karka, the regular way of being memayit in the koisel, you place something on the karka, right? You place the bucket on the floor, it's memayit in the koisel. You have to see that the floor is higher up in order to see that it's 9 instead of 10. So how do you have that? Al yedei, something being somach to the karka, beloved to the karka, and that itself makes it now, that is two nekudas of it, it's accessibility, and is memayit in the koisel. So the accessibility that's memayit in the koisel has to be somach to the karka also. So the ladder has to be on the floor, and the ladder has to be leaning against the ziz. Zog de mor v'lo yamon, ala de ois v'alei. Zog de rashi, the ois v'alei somach roishe olav kedeprishas, like we explained, the ladder is against the ziz. Aval ois v'adei, if it's not next to it is just an extension of the ziz. If it's not ois v'adei. Next to it doesn't mean touching it, next to it. That's just an extension of the ziz. That's not going to help us. That is just an extension of the ziz.
What is the ziz doing? Ziz is raising the karka?
Ziz is no, ziz is not raising the karka. The riz is splitting the koisel. The riz is making the koisel smaller. That it's more, it's nichatash mishtei, that it's accessible. But it's not accessible in the middle mid-air. So it has to be a platform, dalal al dalal, to make an accessibility, have an accessibility to it. It has to be something you can stand on. So the ledge that's extending and protruding has to be, number one, accessible in order to remind it in the koisel.
All you're doing is making an extension ladder. This is just a way of getting up to the top of the wall.
What are you saying? Mela what?
It's just part of your ladder.
The ziz is there before the ladder. The ziz is there before the ladder. The ziz now makes it that the koisel is less. How do you access the ziz? Idea a ladder. The ladder has to be in the floor. Why is the ziz not accessible? Because it has to be somach lekarka. Anything that's memayit in the koisel has to be somach lekarka. We said that from the last sugi already, by the itzvah. Anything that's memayit in the koisel has to be somach lekarka. Ziz is not somach lekarka. How do you make it somach lekarka? Idea the ladder. The ladder itself doesn't have to be dalet, because the ladder is just a way to access it. But it has to be touching the ziz. If it's next to the ziz, extending the ziz.
It has to be touching, or lovin would work over there also.
What did you say?
Lovin would work there?
No, it has to actually touch it. Ois v'badei. Ois v'alei, I mean. Ois v'alei. You don't say lovin that it's considered not touching. It has to be, by the itzvah, we did say lovin by the two steps, but here it has to be actually on it. Zog di gemoga, v'om rav nachman rav ravua, koisel tisha, Tisha Eser, if let's say the koisel is 19, so how do you minimize that it's not 10? So ziz echad latiroi. Once you have a ziz with the ladder, but once you have a ziz, one ziz in the middle of the 19, so already it's less than 10, because the ziz, assuming it's smack in the middle, so it's less than 10 above it. So you need one ziz. However, Koisel Esrim, if the Koisel is 20 or more, let's say 21, because this takes up a space too, we shouldn't explain. Let's say the Koisel is 21, more than 20, so then a Ziz is not going to do it. There'll still be 10 above the Ziz. So you need two Zizim. So Shnei Zizim Latiroi. You need two Zizim to be Matarit. Zog the Gemara, Omer Av Chizda, V'hu Shemidon Zeh Shaloi Keneged Zeh. That's only if the two Zizim are not one right above another. Because if they write one above another, the two zizim have to be shloi in order that you should be able to place a sulam to each one of them. In order to place a sulam to each one of them, so they have to be not one above another, but rather one a little removed from one another. Here is a picture of it. Here, you see this picture? Here is a ziz, and there's another ziz. Mm-hmm. But if they're right above another, you can't place a ladder to each, because you're talking about a wall at 21. So you have one ziz over here with a ladder, and then a little removed, you have another ladder going, it's basically a staircase. But it, in order to be accessible, it has to be that they're removed from another to place a ladder to each.
So there's two zizim.
Two zizim if it's 21, so it splits the koisel. Uh-huh. Splits the koisel that it's less than 10 above it. So it's mamayit in the koisel.
Yeah.
Zog di gemara. Omar Rav Huna, Omud b'shusa Rabim Gvoya Asora v'roichav Dalet Arba. If you have an Omud, a pole in Rishusa Rabim that itself makes it into Rishusa Yochid if it's 10 tall and 4 wide, so if you throw something from a Rishusa Rabim onto it, you chayev. It's from Rishusa Rabim Rishusa Yochid. But v'noat boyatet kol shu, and on top of this platform, on top of the Omud which is Arba, you place a peg. So miatoi, it's already memayitit. What does it mean it's memayitit? It's memayitit from the area of Dalad. Area of Dalad is an ishtamshus of Dalad. If you have a peg that's protruding, that's sticking on top of this omud, then it's not accessible. It's not anymore an omud that's roich of Dalad. It's Dalad minus mashu. Which mashu? This needle, this peg, this pin that's sticking out. It's not accessible. Your whole vart of a Yeshusa Yochid is meaning it's a dalad al dalad that has a shtamshus. There's lacking a shtamshus if there's a peg on top of it. So it's miyatoi. So it has to be more than four. It has to be four and something by four and something because of the peg. Zog di gemara. Omer Rav Ada Ba'ava uvegvoya shloisha. We're talking about that the peg has to be three tvachim tall in order to be mayit in the shtamshus. If the peg is just a mashu, it doesn't take away. The floor is also has ups and downs. You think every floor is smooth, perfect degree, perfect 180 degree. If it goes up a little. So there's miles and miles. So the same thing over here. The peg has to be gimel, but otherwise lovud also. Every gimel is kalavud. So lovud is not going to stare me in this tamshes. So melon has to be that it's also gimel shloisha, v'gvoya shloisha. So that's the requirement that you need to be memayitit. Zog di gemara, abaye v'rovei damit havayu. You don't have to have three in order to be memayitit. Afal pi shein gvoya shloisha. Any peg is memayit in the shtamshus of the dalad al dalad. Why? My timer loy mishtamish lei. You're not mishtamishing it. Lemais, at the end of the day, there's a spike. There's something sticking out. I can't stand on it. So it's lacking the shtamshus. It's not going to make an rishus ayochid. Reb Chaim Alevi in the Sefer in Hilchos Shabbos Perek Yudalad, he brings this Gemara and he says, "Rishus Hayochid has two conditions. It has to be dalal al dalad. in that lick two conditions. Tanai number one, it has to be dalal al dalad. And tanai number two, it has to be nishtamshus in that area of dalal al dalad. And if it's that royal shimush, meaning it might be dalal al dalad, because a lovud, a bayin rov say, even if it's pachs mi gimel means lovud. Lovud is good. But the pshat is, lemaisha takes away from the nishtamshus. So in Mela, it's going to be a chisorin in Abayim Rav is saying it's going to be chisorin in Rishus HaYochid. Because even if it's B'tuch Gimel, it's not Goy L'Shimush. Even though it's Lovud and Lovud Kesosum and it's considered one straight platform. But L'mais is not Goy L'Shimush. So it's felt in the Shtamshus of the Rishus. So Mela, you don't have a shear of Dalal Adal at the end of the day because it's lacking the second condition called the Shtamshus. Let's state in the Gemara. Zog the Gemara, and that Rav Ashi says, Rav Ashi Omar, afilu punkt paket, afilu shigvoy ashloisho. You can have a peg even if it's gimel and higher on top of the platform at four, and it will still remain Rishus HaYochid. My timer, efshir toli bein midi, paket, beautiful ishtamshus. I just enhanced my ishtamshus. I can hang my hat on a hook, which is there. So why does it take from the ishtamshus? Well, ishtamshus means you have to lie down. No, it means you have to use. So I'm using it with the Gavaya Gimel.
If the peg is less than three,
then it's Lovud.
So what, if it's less than three, so the peg disappears.
But that's Abayin Rav's Chiddush. That's what Rav Chaim explains. That Ein Echanami, Lovud, is considered Kesosim. It's not here, it's straight. But since you need, there's a condition of Ishtamshus, at the end of the day, before Rav Ashi's Chiddush, that you can be Mishtamish on a day using it to hang something, but you can't be Mishtamish on it. Yes, there's a din of dalal dalad, and yes, lovud makes it. It's an area of dalal dalad, but it's a tnai in Yushas Yochid. It has to be dalad and alad and roy l'shimush. Sefelt and roy l'shimush. You can't lie down in it. You can have something poking up your back. Yes, it's pachs megimo. Ob es lemaisin ish mishtamish. That's chisson in Yushas Yochid. And Rav Ashi says, punkt faket. You can be mishtamish even in the morning gimel. Omer Rav Acha b'yedu Rovel Rav Ashi. You can have a peg even more than gimel because you hang something on it. Beautiful hook. What if the whole area is full of hooks? So you also could be mishtamish with it? So Rav Ashi told him back, if you have a pit, and the pit has to be 10 deep for the birshus hayochid, a bar. So if you don't have a bar that's deep 10, it's only deep 6, but the stone that you dug out of the bar is sitting on the side of the bar, so it's mitzarev with the bar. Bar v'chul yosim mitzarev l'asarev. The stone is 4 tall next to the bar, and the bar itself is 6. You have asarev tvachim. So bar v'chul yosim mitzarev l'asarev, even though the bar itself is not 10. In addition, if a bar to be rishus yochid, it has to be 4 wide. Well, let's say the inside. So before we get to that, zok d'gemara. Why is it mitzav lasora? Holo mishtamish lei. You're not mishtamish in it. You're not mishtamish in 10. You're only mishtamish in 6 deep. Elamai zech lemeimar. The reason why you're mishtamish in it, the manach midi you mishtamish. That means at the end of the day, baruch yosem mitzav lasora is also mitzav to the din of dalad, to both in it, 2 dinim. It has to be dalad and yud. Now, it's mitzdarf to be mashlim the shir shus hayochid. Now, the sela with the bar makes it roich of dalad. The bar itself doesn't have to be roich of dalad, but it's mitzdarf with the sela. Just like it's mitzdarf in the depth, Rashi explains, it's mitzdarf in the width. But you can't be mishtamish in that area. At the end of the day, the area is only 2 deep, 6 deep, and only 2 wide. Norvos, the chulia is mitzdarif in the area of dalad and in the depth of 10. But you're not mishtamish over there. It's only 2, you can't even get in there. It's only 2 wide. Teretz is, you can take a plank, place it on top of the chulia, and memele, you're mishtamish on it. So Zok, Ravashi, the same thing with the pegs. It's mila, be a seidos, you can take a plank, put it on top of it, and be mishtamish on it. Zok di Gemara, elamais chamema, the manach midi mishtamish. You can place something over it. Zogdrashi, the third line when it gets wide, the ma'isach lemeimah, the manach midi, could go in daf or even al piyo mishtamish. Place a daf, a straight, beautiful platform. So then you can mishtamish on top of the yisaidis also.
But you didn't.
But you could. So mele, it's roi l'shimush. Like Abchaim says, Shuzah Yochid has to be roi l'shimush. This area is roi l'shimush.
All the pegs have to be equal height.
Okay, maybe. Why not? You can place a plank on something that's a little elevated. Fakir, you have a little elevation. It's good for your blood flow. You lie down on there and it's a little like a pillow, natural pillow. The point is that it's manach midu mishtamish, so the peg is not going to stare me, even though right now, currently, it seems in the way. Yeah.
Even though right now in Shabbat, you can't be mishtamish.
Right.
But just the royal mishtamish is a very big chiddush.
Yeah. That's the extension of Ravashi's Chiddush, Ein Chinami. So it comes out in this Gemara, Legabi de Yated, Rav Huna says that Omid Bishusaram Gvoy Asorah and Reuchav Dalad, if you have a Noatz by Yosed, Kol Shu is Memayitit. It's Memayitin it. On that there's a Machloikas Amaroyim. What's Pshanet is Rav Huna? Rav Ada Ba'ava says only when it's Gvoy Ashloisha, so then it's Memayit, but less than Shloisha, it's part of the it's part of the platform, and Memele, it's not Memayit in the Shir Dalit. Abai and Rabbi say, no, even if it's not Gvoy Ashloisha, it's Memayit in the Shtamshes, because you can't be Mishtamish in it. On them, Zokta Vashi, that punk faket, even if it's Shloisha, you still can be Mishtamish. Why? Efshir Tolibamidi. You can hang something on it. On that, the Gemara says, what about Kung Tavashi, Vivimila by Yesedos? We can, how many things can you hang? Where's the Ishtamshes? And that the Gemara says you can put a plank over it that just like Bar B'chul Yosa is mitzarfin because Manach Lomidi U Mishtamish. But it comes out that the Yisoyda Machloikas, like Abchaim explains, that you need an Ishtamshes besides the din of Reuch of Dalet. Does this Ishtamshes of the Mokam Dalet has to be one type of Ishtamshes? Or you can have two Ishtamshes and also. When Abai and Rava say Apish ein gvoy ashloisha, you can't be mishtamish in it. Why? Because lemaisa it's practically not used. And another Rav Ashi says punkt faket. Rav Ashi says by gvoy ashloisha you could be mishtamish, but it's different mishtamishes. The mishtamishes of hanging using the hook to hang something on is not the same mishtamishes of sitting on the rest of the plank. So state on Rav Ashi that Ishtamshes can also be two different functions. You can have a mokum of dalad al dalad that's a schadish gavon. You can have two Ishtamshes in, and that's good for the machloikas. Abai and Rava hold that even if it's not gavoya shloisha, it's irrelevant. You can't be mishtamish. Even if you're going to tell me you're going to hang something on it, it's a different Ishtamshes. The mokum dalad doesn't have one Ishtamshes. Rav Ashi says no. Even if it's gavoya shloisha, the fact that you can be mishtamish in it, that already is not a chisson in the Mokum Dalad. Yes, it's two Ishtamshesin. One is on the hook and one is on the rest of the plank. Two Ishtamshesin doesn't take away from the Ishtamshes of Mokum Dalad. And that Gemara says, what if you have Mole Yisedos? So how many Ishtamshesin could you have to be called the Mokum Shimush? And that Gemara says you could put a plank on top of it and that would be vitally considered one Ishtamshes. But the Yisoda Machloikas Abai and Rav and Ravashi is, does the Mokum Dalad that requires a Hishtamshes, does it have to be one Hishtamshes? So once there's one peg, even if it's less than Shloisha, even if you're going to hang something on it, it's two Hishtamshes, and that can be a Kiyam Din of Hishtamshes of Mokum Dalet. And Rav Ashi says, no, Hishtamshes of and a Mokum Dalet, you can have even two Hishtamshes on one Mokum Dalet. One for the hook, and one for the rest of the plank. So the Yisrael Mechalekes Gufa is, does the Hishtamshes of the Mokum Dalet have to be one Hishtamshes, or could it be two Hishtamshes and also? Zokti Gemara. Omer Avido Mashmul, Koisel Asoro, Tzorich, Sulum Albo Aso, Lahatiroi. Now, if a Koisel Asoro, you want to be memayated and be materit, so a ladder, we're assuming right now, a ladder you don't put straight up. Straight up, you can't climb a ladder. A ladder has to be on a slant. A ladder is on a 45 degree angle, so which is an additional four tvachim. So if a ladder, you want to get to the top of Mishtamish on the Koisel, you need a 14 tvachim ladder to be able to get to the top of 10 tefach koisel. Because you don't put a ladder like this, you put it on the slant. So that's four additional tefachim. So the Gemara, Omer Avinu Mashmul, koisel asora, tzorch sulam abo sol atiroi. Rav Yosef Omer, no.
To be incorporating this ladder, you need something of four.
What did you say?
The math works out, I think. Because you need a platform of four somehow along
the way. Okay.
So that's your 14.
You call that a platform before?
That's 2014. The upshot that he's not telling you how to build a ladder. When you build a ladder, you need a 43-degree incline. No. The part is that you need your...
But look at Rashi. Rashi, I don't think Rashi said it. I hear. But Rashi doesn't say that. Zok Rashi, Sulam Arbosa, why? Shetzoch Limsha Ragli HaSulam Arbo Min HaKoysel. You have to push it, extend it. Rashi Diba Maskel Sulam Arbosa. Shetzoch Limsha Ragli HaSulam Arbo Min HaKoysel. You have to remove the Sulam 4 from the bottom from the Koysel. A straight one is not noich lalos. So you want to say that arbo is a shetach of arbo. So yeah, you see an arbo. But it seems like Rashi is just saying that you need... It's an angle.
They're teaching us when you build a ladder...
Now we build a ladder. When you want to get up to the top wall, you have to have a slant. So you need a 14. Because the Mandoma argues on this. Zok digamoga bayom afilu... Zok rav yosom afilu shloish tzrei umashu. Doesn't have to be like that. It could be 13 in a mashu. Why? Because if you remove it 4 taka, so it's only a tefach from the top. But a tefach from the top is also good. It's lavud. So what's the difference? Ein chadami. That's the next command, Omar. Zok d'umoga, Abaye Omar, he's just being mechadish, you have to get to the top. Abaye Omar, once he's saying you have to get to the top, afilo achadis el mashu. Once it's 11 in mashu, it's betach lavud of the top also. Even if you remove it 4 from the bottom. So it gets to within 3 of the top. Zogti Gemara. Ravuna Breide Rav Yeshua. Oma afilu shivu mashu. He's mechadish. It can even be 7 in mashu. Why? Because he says you don't have to bring the ladder back. So here we see it's not a vart in the dalet. He says you can have a ladder straight up. It can be vertically straight up. Don't have to be any slant at all. So once it's Sheva Mashu, it's B'tech Lovud. Once you go with the Cheshman of Lovud, you don't have to reach the top. You have Sheva Mashu, and you reach within Gimel of the top of the ladder. Of the top of the Koysel, I mean. Zog Drashi, the Svir Lek Rav Dom Lekamon, Sulam Zoku Memayit. Even a straight up ladder is Memayit. And if you Zoku of it, it comes within Gimel of the top of the Koysel, of the Sheva Mashu. Zog Dimor, Omar Rav, that's this din.
Step up, you can be fine. You could just go up six, and you have the last step. The purpose of the sulam is that you're able to be make it into Pesach. The last step.
There's two nakudas. There's one into Pesach, and one is to be mishtamish.
Why do you need the last rung to be 10? The last rung has to be one step below the kaisel.
It is taki. He's saying 7 in the mashu is below.
And the other man hold. You need the sulam to go to the top of the wall. Why?
He's saying, why did you stick your hand up?
Okay,
but I guess the ishtamshes means it has to be roy l'shimush all the way to the top, not assuming that the guy is going to stick his hand up. I hear. But that's where the Gemara is going now. Now Rashi, so let's see the Gemara first. Zok the Gemara, Omar Rav, so Rav's din that is Sulam Zokov helps, Sulam Zokov Emayit. Is the Sulam Zokov Emayit, is it a Gemara, meaning is it a Kabbalah? V'lo yadano. Veloyadano, my timer. Meaning, it's a Kabbalah, but they don't understand it. Zok Rashi, Shemati Miraboisoi, the timer loyadano, the ain't no echlalis. It doesn't make sense. How could it be mamayit if it's impossible to? Who's going to walk on a straight ladder? That not even, no worker man is going to put a ladder straight up without being zekvited, without slanting at a drop? It's ain't no echlalis. So how could it be mamayit? That's the wall, but you can't walk on something attached to the wall. What are your Your squirrel, what doesn't make sense? So Mamela, it's this felt in the ganze Stamshes, like Reb Chaim says, that's Reb Chaim's Gabi Shus Yochid, but I'm just saying, in order to be Mamayit Tashmishtoi, you need Noach Tashmishtoi to be Mamayit and to be Vatla to him. So Mamela, you don't have that. Zok the Gemara, Omar Shmuel, Velo Yoda, Abba Taima. You don't know the reason. The Hamilsa Midi, the Abba Itztava, Gabi Itztava. It's like an itzvah gabi itzvah. What's an itzvah gabi itzvah? They're straight on top of one another, the original platforms, and in memayit. So the same thing over here. Every rung is straight on top of another, so it's memayit. Now the truth is, Shmuel that says that lo yada abba taimidon milsa, it's like an itzvah gabi itzvah, so why should a sulam zokuv not work? So Tosis is Rabbi Bavarans that Shmuel is not saying l'shitosib, because Shmuel started off the sugya and Shmuel said, Om Ravidom Shmuel, koisul asora tzorch sulam arbosar. That you don't say sulam zokuf, it helps. You need to have a sulam arbosar. Because only Rav is the one that says that a sulam zokuf helps. Sulam zokuf is Gemara, and Shmuel explains because of Itzhak Abba Yitzvah. But Shmuel himself, Zoktosis, doesn't hold of Shulam Zakuf. Shmuel says you need 14. So Zoktosis, Shmuel is not saying this Lishitosa, he's going, Lishitas Rav. Ledaito, according to him, Taka, Shulam Zakuf is not a might. It has to be 14 because it has to be removed on a slant. But according to Rav, the reason why I work, it's like Itzhak Abba Yitzvah, which is one on top of another directly. So to Zakuf, you can have the rungs one on top of another. That's what Tosis learns. The Ritva learns a new vart. The Ritva says that Be'etzim, there's two sugyas over here. There's a sugya of which chotzer are you giving the ishtamshas of the koisel to, which one is more noich tashmishtoi, and there's another sugya of ma'arvin echod, meaning which the fact that you can get to the top of the koisel, so that makes it now that it's a pesach, you can ma'arv echod with the chotzer next to it. Zok the Ritva, when Shmuel says that Sulam Zokov is not memayit, it means le'inyin the din of ma'arvin echod. Meaning, if you're going to put sulamos on both sides of the chotzer to make it one reshus to be ma'arvin echod, so sulam zokov is not going to work because lamais is not ma'arvin echod. It's not a tashmish that's noyach to make it into in one mokum. It has to be noyach tashmishtoy in order to be ma'arvin echod to be a pesach. Masha'enkein sulam zokov that's memayit that Shmuel says over here that it works just like itzvah gabi itzvah. That's not the gabe the din of ma'arvin echod. That's the gabe the din of being memayit in the koisel that you're giving the ishtamshes of the koisel to the chotzer that has the sulam. Even though it's not such a noich dekatashmishtoy, but it's more noich than the guy on the other side. The guy on the other side has nothing. At least I have a sulam zakuf. So legam in noich tashmishtoy. So we give it to you, Taka, because you have something. It's like itzvah gabi itzvah. You're a mite in the koisel. The other person has nothing. You have an nichusa. You have access to the koisel. It's a mite even though it's zakuf. Mashenke legabi when Shmuel says that you need a bosar, that's a gabi ma'arvin echot. So it's Taka two different sugis. So before, when you ask that what's the purpose of the sulam going all the way to the top? L'chor, you can just stick your hand up, and that should be enough. Why does it have to go to the top? Ein chanami, legabe the din of who you're giving the shtamsh of the koisel to, then that would be enough, Taka. As long as you're ma'ayit in the koisel, don't have to go all the way to the top. Going all to the top is le'inyin ma'arvin echot, to shafa pesach, that you consider the pesach, that it's accessible to the top and to go over to the other side. So then Taka has to go all the way to the top. It's Taka two sugis according to the ritva. Zog the Gemara, Omer Reb Chiya, let's finish to the bottom of the Omer. Omer Reb Chiya, Tkolim Shebebovel, you have big barks of the Tkolim trees. Ein Atzichin Keva, they don't have to be cemented into the ground to be Ma'ayit in the Shir Koisel. You place them next to the wall, they're heavy enough that they're not removable, so made of the Ma'ayit in the Koisel. My time, Kveid in Koivaton, the Rav Yosef Omer Rav Oishia, Sulomish Shebebovel, the Sulomish Shebebovel, Ein Atzichin Keva, you don't have to cement them in. My time, Kveid in Koivaton. Mandom sulamos, if it's a ladder is kavuat's heavy, so kosh can't call him for sure those big sequoia trees. Okay, they're not that big, but the point is the kolim are big and bovel. Umandom at kolim, av sulamos loy no sulamos are movable. So mela, unless you cement them in, it's hamemayit. Av sulamos loy boy mne rav yosef mirabe sulamikan ve sulamikan ve kashim beemtza. Let's say a sulam is a ladder with two poles and rungs in between. So if you have a sulamikan, v'sulamikan, v'kashim answer. You have two strong sulamos, and you have kashin straw in the middle. Straw in the middle is not exactly something that you can walk on top of. Straw is you're gonna fall right down. So sulamikan, v'sulamikan. Let's say the sulam is less than dalad, and less than dalad. But the kashin in between, you want to be mashim to dalad. Sulamikan v'sulamikan v'kashim emtza mahu. So how could that be memayit? How could that be mitzdarif in the sheer dalad? Ein kafa regel oila be'en. You can't be oila on top of a kashim, you'll fall right down. So the Gemara says, what about fakert? Kashimikan v'kashimikan v'sulam be'emtza. If the rung is made out of wood and the poles going up are made out of kashim, could that be memayit or not? That's very accessible. You should have to hold your hand on it. You don't have to put your foot on it and your weight on it. So kashimikan v'sulam be'emtza mahu. That would be my might, because that's accessible. You can stand on top of the rungs. You're not going to collapse. It's not going to collapse because you just destroy is just the handle part. By shaking the sulam part, the rung part is like a regular sulam material. We'll stop for the bottom of the moment.